This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hi, guys. My name is Joey Kidney, and welcome back to the Happy Times.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
I want to start off this podcast by hoping that everybody had a wonderful Happy Holidays or Merry Christmas or whatever you are celebrating, Happy Hanukkah, everything, literally everything. I hope everyone had a wonderful time with their family and it was just filled with joy and happiness, and that's basically it. I actually want to know what you guys got for Christmas. I love hearing what people got, and I know that's kind of like not right because, well, I think we should keep some things to ourselves and like not sound greedy and not sound like we're bragging or not be like a beauty guru and make a, what I got for Christmas, blah, 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 and then but I'm not trying to brag and then continue to brag. I'm not trying to do that. But I really, really like it when people, I don't know, I grew up in a life where with parents and a family that was a little bit, how can I say this? We didn't have the most money. So Christmas was always like a question for us of how are we going to make this person happy without spending the money that we don't have? You know what I mean? And so I always like hearing what well-off parents are able to provide with for their children and what they think is happiness in their eyes and what their kids really want and like all this Gucci stuff. I think it literally just amuses me, not to the point where it's like, oh my God, I can't afford that or anything like that. It's just to the point where it's like, what do they want? What makes them happy? And I just like hearing that stuff. And I don't know, it's entertaining to me. And I also want to start off this podcast by thanking one of you guys who are listening right now. Recently, I found this Instagram account called Self Care Biatch, and I got tagged in a post and I was like, what is this? It's a bunch of like texts and whatnot. And it goes mental health podcasts. And then it proceeds to say, so I listed a few of really good podcasts and their best episodes, in my opinion. You can find all the podcasts on Spotify. And I scroll next and they list the Happy Times. And they really like my podcast, Whatever Happened Happens, Self-Love, my Live Anxiety Attack, How to Tell If You Have Toxic Friends, Listen to This When You Are Sad and Need to Sleep, Listen to This When You Need a Friend, Listen to This When You're Stressed, Listen to This When You Are Lost and Lonely. And it literally made my heart so freaking happy because I work really hard on these podcasts and I make zero sense on them. And I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining at all. What I'm trying to say is it means the world when you guys support and you guys like and you guys are here to enjoy. And it means even more to me when they actually help you. So if this is helping you, please don't hesitate to let me know because it honestly pushes me to make more. If I don't get a comment or question about these, then I feel like I shouldn't be making them. So if somebody, I don't know, it just provides a nice little strength for me, let's call it that. Then lastly, before we get started, I want to plug one little thing. Everyone's always asking for new Happy Hoodies and the Happy Hoodies to get relaunched and Happy Hoodies, happy everything. So I have officially released the new Happy Hoodies. There's Happy Hoodies, there's Happy Shirts, there's Happy Pins, and there's Happy Mugs, all of which goes from basically $5 to $35, all on my store at stayu.ca. And if you use the code MARY, you get $5 off. If you're listening to this the day of, go, go, go. I'm telling you because it might be sold out. If you're listening to this a week after or anytime in the future, it might all be gone, but go to stayu.ca to check it out, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So you can stop bugging me to release more happy hoodies because they're out now. So go get them. I'm not going to lie to you. Today's podcast doesn't necessarily have one theme involved, but I want to tell you guys basically, I've been reading a book recently, and I usually don't read because I've always been kind of scared because growing up, I got a lot of concussions from hockey when I was 16 years old. I got a lot of head injuries, and I was put in my dark room, for 121 days straight, and I couldn't go to school. I couldn't read. I couldn't look at my phone. I couldn't look at a TV. I couldn't do any of that stuff. I could barely talk to any friends, and I had a really, really hard time with it. And one of the things that I could not do after that fact was read, because I couldn't stare at a piece of paper for that long and not get a headache. And I also have ADHD, so it's a really, really hard thing for me to do. I really like reading poetry because they're short, they're simple, and they're sweet, and I can make it however I want it to be. When reading a novel or a book, you feel that you need to read their story. In poetry, I feel like I can make my story throughout their words. But I really wanted to get back into reading. I'm actually not back into it. I never really wanted to read at all, ever. But my friend does, and my friend's probably the smartest person I know. And the reason she is so smart is because I think it's because she reads. She's constantly knowing words that I don't know and saying things that just sounds appropriate and sounds right and sounds awesome. And maybe she might not be able to multiply 300 by 23, whatever it is, but she can just speak in a way that gets everybody listening. And I think it's truly amazing, and she seems strong. And so I wanted to give it a shot, and I love seeing movies. And everyone always says, like, if you read Harry Potter, don't go see the movie, it's not going to live up to it, or stuff like that, or the book was better. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I don't want to read a book before I see a movie. I don't want to read a book after I see a movie. But then I figured that's kind of like, I don't know, a little rude, and I should probably give it a try before I start talking shit. So I picked up the book, or actually this friend, said friend, got me this book for Christmas. Now, I wanted to go see the movie A Beautiful Boy, and that's with Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet. I don't know. I really don't know how to say his name. I just know Steve Carell's in it. I love Steve Carell as an actor. And it's about this boy who basically is facing a drug addiction, and a father who has to deal with that and has to live with it, and a family who has to live with it, and they really just don't know how to handle it. And it shows their experience throughout handling it. And I picked up this book and I started reading it, and I thought it was truly amazing because it's about a father's journey through his son's addiction. And the reason why it's amazing is because we're constantly so concerned about the person going through something, we're not really concerned about the people who it's affecting. For example, and this is a pretty dark example, but suicide. We constantly, like, there's a lot of the times where we think, like, oh, wow, that person had it really poorly. Obviously, they did. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about that right now. But it's the family around them who is going through a really, really hard time because of that situation. And I think we kind of forget who we're affecting. Our thoughts and our actions can affect others, as well as just speaking out or this podcast. Like, I think I'm just talking to myself in front of my computer right now, when really thousands and thousands of people are listening, and it can affect you. And as an influencer, I have the capability of influencing so many people to do so many things. And we don't really think about who we're influencing and who we're affecting and all that stuff, whether it's negative or positive. We kind of just are pretty selfish or very one-minded. And anyways, I've been reading this book, and I haven't gotten too far in it. The only way – it's kind of funny. The only way I can really read is if I read out loud. And it's kind of awkward because I'm, like, in my room and I'm just reading. And if I went to a coffee shop yesterday and I started reading, and I literally couldn't do it. So I started reading out loud, and then I could do it. And it's just – it's because it keeps me invested. It keeps me motivated, and it keeps me just in the book. Otherwise, I'm just going to look around and not pay attention. But the reason why I bring this up is because I found a quote in it, and this is basically not on any specific topic, but it really hit me hard because it's something that I've always wanted to get across, but I never knew how to say. And so it's basically like this little paragraph is basically about how this parent is feeling and how they feel like they could have done better and stuff like that. So then there was this one quote, and it really got me. It goes, along with this, I learned another lesson, a soul-shaking lesson. I have a bad time reading. Anyways, our children live or die without us. Crap, I read it wrong. Our children live or die with or without us. That's what I tried to say. And then it continues to say, no matter what we do, no matter how we agonize or obsess, we cannot choose for our children whether they live or die. It is a devastating realization, but also liberating. Liberating. Why did I say liberating? This is not even a stupid Joey. Anyways, the whole point behind this is I think it's truly amazing. And I think we can kind of assign that to like a lot of things in our life. No matter what we do, listen, no matter what we do, things are going to happen for a reason. And whatever happens, happens. My first ever podcast on this podcast, which was originally called Young, Dumb, and 21, I basically talked about how my best piece of advice I've ever been given is by my mother. And she told me, whatever happens, happens. And I thought it was like, I think it's the best advice I've ever been given because if you're living off a certain piece of advice and a certain path, like for example, I'm not religious because I feel like that's a certain path to go on. I don't want to be designated on a certain path. Whatever happens, happens means so much to me because it's whatever happens, happens. And I know that's so vague, but literally it's not assigning any certain situation or any certain outcome to anything. It's going with life and going with the flow and whatever happens, happens. I need to stop saying that. God damn it. But the whole point of this is that some things happen no matter what we do, no matter what you say, no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you feel, no matter anything, it happens. And we have to deal with it. We're going to have to deal with it. So there's a lot of times in life where I feel like we literally need to sit back and realize, well, what we have. I think we need to sit back and realize what we have and what we're willing to let go and everything along those lines. And I think it's really important because when we realize that, then we realize that no matter what action we have or no matter action we put upon somebody, at the end of the day, what we have is more important than anything. What you have and what you continue to have is more important than what you lose. And I know that's really, really tough to hear to the people like myself who've lost a lot of friends. But the ones that are here, we really have to appreciate them. I'm not saying don't appreciate the ones that were here, but I'm really just saying you need to really pay attention to the ones that are here and appreciate that they're here. I think it's just a really important thing. I'm going to take a sip of water. If you want to do ASMR on my little sip, you can definitely do that. This is going to be awkward, okay? Did that sound? I hope you didn't hear that. And then another thing I want to talk about is anxiety. Now, a lot of you guys come to me because you have anxiety, and a lot of you guys come to me because you're listening. You're listening. But a lot of you do have depression, anxiety, and everything, and you come to me thinking I have all the answers, and I don't. We all know this. I don't. I'm just a young, dumb 22-year-old now, and I don't have every answer. I don't. But I have every answer for myself. The reason why you guys always, and all my friends think this, the reason why everyone thinks I'm right is because I only talk about experiences. If you ask me a certain question about history or anything, I'm not going to be able to give you an answer. If you ask me a question about my childhood, I'll be able to give you an answer. And guess what? I'm going to be right. Because it's me. It's my experiences. I will never talk about something if I don't have an experience on it because then I'm going to be, well, wrong. And I don't like being wrong because I don't like being embarrassed. Now, I talk about anxiety, and Julia Michaels actually tweeted saying, what do you do when you're anxious? And I went through some of the replies, and my friend Alec Benjamin actually replied saying, I get the hiccups, I can't help it. A lot of people said, I cry, I listen to Five Sauce, I listen to music, I listen to Shawn Mendes, I feel anxious that I'm feeling anxious, I watch a movie, I play with my fingers, and all this stuff, and a lot of it was joke. Somebody said I just smoke weed, and I was like, okay, that's not the best idea. Weed actually makes you more anxious for some people. And there's just a lot of things that people said. And you know what? I gave my own little opinion and what I do and everything like that. And I wrote this, and this may help you guys. I wrote, I hold my left thumb. I run outside. I yell. I drink water. I drink water. And I drink more water. And I fidget. I let my anxiety loose because clearly my body is screaming. I think it is so freaking important to understand that anxiety is your body yelling at you sometimes. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. all the time. If I am having an anxiety attack, it's because my body is yelling at me. It's screaming on the inside saying, hey, yo, man, dude, we don't know what's happening. We don't know what is going on right now, and we kind of need your help to just calm down and reassess and reevaluate the situation that you're about to be in, and then we'll figure stuff out and you'll be able to do it. I think it's so important to sit back and realize, like, not only just pop a pill. And I know people out there who do take anxiety medication, I've been on it, I understand. But it really bugged me because when I was taking it, I would just be popping a pill and I think it'd be gone. But it's not, and it's never going to be gone. But I was really upset because I was like, what the hell is happening? What is going on with my body? I had no idea. I couldn't understand any of it. So I sat there and I asked myself, you know what? Screw this. I want to understand. I want to understand what my body is going through. Why is it getting in so much pain? Why am I sweating? Why am I losing hair? Why do I feel like I need to pee all the time? Why is my only one nose bleeding? Or one nostril, whatever. I only have one nose. Don't think I'm weird. Why are my palms sweating all the time? Why do I feel like I need to fidget all the time? Why am I getting anxious? Why do I need to throw up right now? There's a bunch of things. And I sat there and I wondered why. And I think wondering why is a very over – well, it's an opportunity for us to overthink. And sometimes overthinking isn't a bad thing. We're constantly just so concerned with, oh, is this right? Is this right? Is this wrong? Listen to your body. It's your body. It's your mind. It's your brain. I'm not saying follow it. I'm just saying listen to it and try to understand, why is it screaming so much? The reason why I hold my left thumb, is because it makes me feel secure. It makes me feel warm. The reason why I run outside is because it gets my positive endorphins out or up, and it allows me to breathe and run and just get out and run and run and run and run, and it means so much to me. It makes me feel that I am strong. The reason I yell is because I think it's so important. I genuinely think people need to yell more. It's so important to just release that inner, like, just get that angst out. There's so much angst in us, and I feel like we just need to fucking yell sometimes. And I think that's so important. I've said important so many freaking times at podcast. And I think it's really important to drink water. Excuse me, I need to take a sip of water. The reason why I say that, and this is actually, like, it's not, I don't know if it's a fact, but I've heard a lot of people say this. I really recommend, if you are an anxious person or if you really, really suffer from severe anxiety, carry around a water bottle with you. I don't care if it's plastic. I don't care if it's metal. I don't care if it's a hydro flask or a swell bottle or you freaking got it at Lululemon. I don't care about any of that. Carry around a water bottle. And drink it and refill it and fill it up more and drink it more and constantly have it. Anytime you were feeling anxious, drink water. Then you have to pee. The reason why I drank water so much going out throughout high school, one, because I have head injuries. Two, because I drank it. If I drank it, that means I'd have to pee. And that means I have an outing. I had to go to the bathroom. I was able to go out and walk. Now, that sounds like something of me, like, kind of running away from. But it was just a way of me doing something. It was me getting away. If somebody asked me an anxiety-filled question, I'd take a sip of water so I can think it through. I think it's really, really just – I'm not going to say important. I think it's really, really special because we all find our own little thing. But I think water is something – one, it can't harm you. It doesn't harm you. Just don't drown in it. It really doesn't – it doesn't do anything but help you. So – if you drink water and if your cure or your little fix to your anxiety is to drink water, if you train yourself to become calm when you take a sip of water, that is something that is truly powerful. And I've actually been able to do that. I carry around a water bottle every single place I go. If you've ever been to one of my shows or met me in person, you will know that I have a water bottle on me. Because I am a very shy, introverted person, and a lot of people don't understand that. Now, when I go out, A lot of people think I'm this outgoing, happy-go-lucky guy because I've been on Instagram, I'm like on YouTube, and I'm funny and everything like that. And I get that. I am a happy-go-lucky. I'm a really, really happy dude. But I'm filled with anxiety and being insecure and nervousness and everything like that. And a water bottle, simply reaching for something to distract me from honestly just having an anxiety attack, it's so special to me because it's my little thing and now it could be yours. And it's something that helps me, one, because it helps my head, and two, because it helps my anxiety. So drink water. It helps so much. And the last one's fidgeting and letting your anxiety loose. Honestly, I gave up. I gave up in trying to just push out anxiety and stop it, and I just let it happen. And it helped me so much because I realized what my body was saying. I realized that if I'm screaming, it's because I haven't been listening. I haven't been listening to my body. I haven't been listening to anything it's been saying. I haven't been listening to my mind. And it doesn't mean that I have to follow what it's saying, but it means that I should take into consideration what it is saying. There are so many times where we're in an anxiety-filled situation or a situation where we feel that, well, we need an answer right away and we can't think of it because our mind is just going insane. Well, we have the power to listen to our mind, and maybe that has the answer to a lot of situations. All I'm saying is be healthy, drink some water, run a little bit, get some fitness. When people say be healthy, nowadays it's before it used to be about weight and looks and everything like that. Nowadays, when I say for you to be healthy, I don't want you to eat pizza every meal because there's nothing good in it for you. I don't care if you're overweight. I don't care if you're underweight. That's not the point of this right now. When I say be healthy, it's because I want you to be feeding your brain the proper food and water and nutrition that it needs to think right. I want you to be healthy because I want you to be happy. I say to go run. I say to do push-ups every day because it's important to make sure our blood is running and working. A lot of people who go to the gym just lift weights. And I'm no professional gymnast or fitness instructor or anything. But I think if you just go to the gym and lift weights, you are doing it wrong. I don't care how big you look. I don't care if you look like you're on roids, but you're not. I don't care about any of that. If you go to the gym and do not work out on a treadmill, or if you don't run, or if you don't walk a lot, or if you don't bike, or if you don't do any physical activity, I do not think you are healthy. Here's my reason. This is my reason, by the way, mine, which meaning myself, me, Joey Kidney. This is my reasoning as to why I don't think people who do physical activity are healthy or that's the word. The reason why is because I don't believe you're exercising your heart. You can sit on a bench and lift weights. Anybody can. Do you feel that heart pumping as much blood as you do when you're running? I don't think so. I genuinely think that running and being active and whatever it is, movement, move a little, get that blood flowing. I think our body is gears. And if we are moving our feet, we are moving our knees, we are moving our legs, we are moving our hips, we are moving our body, our torso, our elbows, our neck, our head, and everything is moving. And that is pumping everything, and our blood and our heart, and everything is going, and everything is active, and everything is healthy. And sometimes, and I understand people have some health conditions, and I get that. I'm not speaking on that right now. I'm just saying that I think if you run a kilometer, a 5K, a 10K, a mile to your coffee shop or go for a bike or whatever it is every single day, I think you're just going to be happier. Heck, I know it for myself. And I talk about my experiences to make myself sound right. And I know I'm right in this situation because it helps me a lot. If I go a day without running or without walking or without biking or without doing any type of physical activity, whether it's skating or snowboarding or anything in the winter in Canada because it's awesome, then I know I'm going to be sad that day. I know the next day I'm going to be even more sad because I didn't get that little boost of endorphins. I didn't get that. I think it's just really important. And like I said, this podcast doesn't really have a theme, so I'm going to end it there. I hope you guys enjoyed. I literally talked with no subject for 23 minutes straight. Who am I? There's literally nothing in front of me. There's a computer screen where the recording is. There's this book beside me that I just read from at the beginning. And there was my phone that had the Julia Michaels tweet on it. And that's it. And then we just talk. I want you to understand that I don't want to seem unprepared for these conversations. I want to seem real. I want to seem raw because I am raw and this is real. I feel like people might see this as, again, unprepared podcast, but I want to have a conversation with you. And I'd love to be able to call one of you and have a conversation and post our conversations live. So if you are interested in that at all, DM me on Instagram at Joey Kidney and follow me there, because I would love to, one, share a story, and two, just be involved in your lives. And I'm constantly saying advice on this podcast, but I'm not directly speaking with anyone. And I want to be clear that if you call here and this podcast does go live, you are giving me consent to kind of post it. And I don't want anybody to feel like they made the wrong decision or anything. And I also want to be clear that I might not have your answer. I don't have your answer. But I might not even have any idea as to what you're talking about. I might not even be able to relate to your problem or anything like that. And that's just the real life, because not everybody can relate. And maybe you guys can't even relate to the podcast that I made today. But I hope you did. And I hope you I hope you have a lovely rest of your holidays. I probably won't make a new podcast until after New Year's. So don't stop. Don't worry. I'm still alive. Everyone's tweeting me being like, when's the podcast coming? The podcast is here. But after New Year's, we're going to have some new stuff. If you guys want some new segments, if you guys like the Let's Get Uncomfortable, please let me know, because I would love to make an episode 2 and an episode 3 and a bunch of them. And I love you guys very, very much. So stay you, stay beautiful, and I will see you guys at the next Happy Times podcast. Make sure you tweet me if you want to call or anything like that, and we can make an episode, because I think that'd be really cool to hear what you guys have to say to me and me what I have to say to you. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.